God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Isn't it amazing how often we're unhappy? Not because God hasn't created something of value, but because we compare ourselves to other people. We want to be different than we are, whatever that may be. Taller, shorter, heavier, slighter, smarter, more wealthy, whatever it is. And we waste our time wishing to be someone else. Now, I've got to tell you something. That is transparently a waste of time. Take Israel, for instance. So many times Israel was looking after gods that could not help, and after people whose end was destruction, and envying them. How silly. Three times in Deuteronomy chapters 33 and 34, we find the unique nature of different personalities. Let me give you the examples here. Verse 29 of chapter 33 says, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord." And he goes on to describe them. Israel was utterly unique. The Bible says, "Who is like unto thee?" And the answer is, there was no one like Israel. They were a one-off. They were a creation of God by design for a purpose. Later on, the Bible goes from the nation as a whole to Moses as an individual. Speaking of the death of Moses and the beginning of Joshua, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 34:10, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." No one like Moses. When God first commissioned Moses, Moses said, "God, who am I that I should go stand before Pharaoh?" And yet God's reply was, "I will. I am. You're nobody, Moses. But if you'll obey, I am God." And Moses obeyed, and God proved himself to be the God that Moses needed him to be and Israel needed him to be. Now, why was Israel and Moses so singularly blessed by God? And the answer is because God himself is singular. All of us are created differently, but all of us are created by God. Back in Deuteronomy 33:26, the Bible says, "There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky." So who's like Israel? No one. Who is like Moses? No one. And that's because who is like God? No one. In Deuteronomy 32, the Bible says, "For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges." God is singular. He is alone, the strength of his people. They trust in their rock, but their gods were empty. In Deuteronomy 32:31, verse 39, again, the same idea. "See now that I, even I am he, and there is no God with me," God says. "I am the only God. I am the only one like me." Now that must have been wonderful for Joshua to know, because the book ends with the encouragement to Israel and the reminder of who God was and the singular nature of Moses, but all this at a time when Joshua needed that same God to enable him just as God had enabled Moses. You know, there was no one like Moses. Think about Moses. A voice like thunder, we imagine, and hands as rough as granite, and a will that was unbending as steel. This is the way we envision Moses. And riotous white hair and a full white beard and a staff the size of a tree trunk. Who could ever be Moses again? And the answer is no one could be like Moses. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord, and there was no one ever again quite like him. But I'm here to tell you, there was someone like Joshua. There was only one like Joshua, and that was Joshua. You see, the same God that brought Israel out of Egypt was going to bring them into Canaan. The same God that enabled Moses to stand before Pharaoh would enable Joshua to stand before all of his enemies. And this same God is able to stand in your behalf and help you today if you will acknowledge his singular place in your life and the unique creation he made when he made you. In short, God has made you uniquely for a purpose that he alone can guide you to fulfill.